Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. Lots of things in between.
We're talking about in between the intro. You were complaining while the intro was playing.
I've had that intro for years.
And you're like, we need a new intro. So feedback at sexwithemily.com if you feel that we need a new intro. I don't feel that we do, but I know people that can produce one for us if you really want a new intro.
Yeah.
But I think you should leave it up to the people. But,
okay, people's feedback at sexwithemily.com. Are you sick of that intro?
Okay.
I love it. It's a great intro. It's warm. It's close to my heart.
Yeah.
You've had it for 6 years.
No.
But
you're just always, you love things for a little while and then you throw them out the door. That's how you
just
are.
Just like men, right?
Yeah, just like men.
Oh, my God. I'm so cold-hearted. thanks, everyone, for joining us here. It's Thursday. Tomorrow is Free Friday. You get the free hour long if you are not a Friends with Benefits member. And we've been getting lots of new Friends with Benefits members this week. We so appreciate it. There's lots of exciting things coming up. We've been doing more giveaways and your emails get answered. It's like I am your sex doctor on call. Sex therapist on call. Whatever you need, you email me. We answer your questions first. We got some great emails today we'll be reading. The topics of your emails today include moving on sexually, female ejaculation, surprises in bed, testicle length, reconnecting with old flames, and carrying baggage from past relationships.
Nice. I want to hear about the old balls, how low they hang.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Yes.
We're talking about low-hanging balls. Low, no. Do your balls hang low? Do they? Do you remember that song?
No.
Okay. When we were little, there was a song, do your boobs hang low? Do they wobble to and throw? Can you tie them in a knot? Can you tie them in a bow? Can you throw them over your shoulder like a, you don't know this song?
No, I don't
so
know.
So do your balls hang low?
Well, I know the
low?
Original song, but not the...
Yeah, do your boobs hang low? So this is your balls hang low. They might hang low. We're going to talk about that.
Sweet.
And we're also going to continue on the best places to meet singles and how to actually get a date. We talked about this on Tuesday. We were gone yesterday and... on Tuesday, so we're gonna, you know, you're single, you're complaining, you live in the worst town to date, blah, blah, blah. That is not true. You are not making an effort. The reason why you're single is because you are not doing some of these things that we're going to tell you to do today to find a date. And once you find that date, once you find that person you're interested in, how do you actually talk to them and get their numbers? We're going to get into that.
It's good.
It's good stuff, right?
How was your day yesterday?
My day was awesome yesterday. It was still so beautiful in San Francisco.
What did you end up doing?
I ended up working all day and being outside a little bit and walking the dog. And going to the dog park and stuff like that. That's what I did.
That's awesome.
It's really exciting.
I changed it up a little bit yesterday.
What did you do, Menace?
I usually leave work and I go directly home into my nice comfortable bed and I get in a little burrito and I wrap myself into that and then I watch the Kardashians. But yesterday I decided, you know what? I'm going to go and do a couple extra things before I go home.
Okay.
So I went to this bar/restaurant place by my work that I know it's awesome, but I haven't been there in years. I went there. If you follow me on Instagram, my username is White Menace. Please follow me. It's like my favorite app of all time right now at the current
White
moment.
White Menace everywhere. You can follow him, Twitter, Facebook.
Yeah, all that stuff. But follow me on Instagram. You'll see a lot of interesting things.
Okay.
I had a delicious cornbread and shrimp meal yesterday.
Okay.
It's cornbread that is put into a little bowl, and then on the top they put some shrimp and then some sauce on it. Holy crap.
Oh my
god.
So what's the restaurant? Can you say or no?
It's 15 Romolo. Yeah,
it's near North Beach, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's
in between my house.
You don't live there, right? You don't live there.
No, I don't. I honestly don't live in North Beach.
I know you don't live in North Beach.
But it's in that area, yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, it was delicious.
That's so good.
You know, that's the type of places I go to. I mean, they don't take reservations. Maybe you don't go there that often.
What do you mean they don't take reservations?
They don't take reservations. So that was delicious and good. And then I kept on walking, and there's this pet store that I walk by every single day. I never go there. I was like, you know what? I'm going to walk in the pet store.
Okay.
I'm going to check out the pets. And look at this dog. All right?
I thought you dogs...
No. I'm just saying. I mean, I would love just to take him home and then give him to somebody else.
Let me see.
But look at... He's a little bulldog. Look at him.
Oh, I love bulldogs. So cute. Can you show people what
Yeah. They can kind of see it. No.
Can't see it.
I'll send it to you to post on the website.
Send me the... I'll post on the website.
I'm jealous. He's too grand.
$2,000 I got mine for free at a shelter in Alabama, apparently Mississippi.
Bulldogs are really hard to find.
Yeah, whatever. I would have told you. Don't pay for your dogs. Never pay for a dog. There are so many dogs being euthanized right now that you should always go to a shelter. Oh, so God. You should not get
but
that
I'm not
going
to find a cute little bulldog at a shelter. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. But anyways.
I found a cute little dog at a shelter.
That's great, but I want a bulldog.
Okay. You do?
I would love to have a bulldog. I would buy them and then I would like bring them to my dad's house or something. My dad will take care of them.
Oh, that sounds nice. Having a dog has rocked my world, so I just would not recommend
really?
It.
Really?
But you know what else is rocking my world? I've gone gluten-free this week. Do you know what that means?
So
no flour? Did I tell you about
explain
that?
Explain that to people if they don't
okay,
know.
Okay, gluten-free means I'm having no flour-based products, like no bread, no pasta, no morning scone. I have the same scone every morning at my coffee shop. They save it for me because sometimes it's gone, and they're like, how's your scone? And I'm like, can't have it. So I'm having eggs for breakfast, more protein, no flour. No bread, no pasta, that kind of thing.
Now, this is not for
and
like
I'm trying
a
to
diet
no sugar.
Thing. It's just
no, it's
health.
Not for diet. This is why I'm doing it. Do you want to hear why?
Why?
Because I was with my friend. I think I mentioned this, but I have a friend who has two kids, and we haven't seen each other in a while. We used to hang out all the time, but she's got two kids, and she had not had a day, a long stretch of day, without her kids in 4 years. Her kids four, oldest kids four. Mm-hmm. So we spent the entire Sunday, Saturday together. And she said to me, I've been going gluten-free, and here's why I did it. Because she is more clear and focused, and it feels like the fog has lifted, and anything
totally
that can help me with
this.
Exactly. So anything that can help me with focus, and she has more energy. So I said, try it, whatever. So I can't eat my scone, and I can't have bread, but they make gluten-free bread. I live across from Whole Foods, so they make like I got a gluten-free muffin. Yeah. So it's good, and I feel I do. I don't know if it's like psychological, or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I do feel clearer.
I heard cocaine does the same thing.
Yeah, great for 5 seconds. But you're gonna see today. I'm gonna be very.
Not all over the place?
No, I'm going to be very continuous. I'm going to finish sentences, and I'm going to finish sentences, and I'm going to be just super, super laser beam focused. But that's been interesting.
I fully support that.
Except I don't know what to eat. It's a lot of salads. I have to eat salads with chicken. Mm. It's all good for you. And it's not to lose weight. I don't have a weight issue, but I have a focus issue, which is apparent. And Menace called me out on that the other day and made me feel bad.
Did I really make you feel
no,
bad?
You don't make
were
me
you
feel
sad?
Bad. I'm like Teflon when it comes to you because I seriously like you. Could, if I made you feel bad, you just crush me.
What?
But I just let it bounce off me.
Come on.
Swear to God.
No.
Sometimes you're mean.
And then you really get upset over
no,
it.
No, I don't.
Okay, good.
I might have used to. Well, I was talking to one of the interns when I was walking back the other day, and they're like, something about you. I was like, yeah, I thought you didn't like me. How sexy and hot you are, and they want to get in your pants. But I was saying that I thought that you, and I think it's kind of true, but you, when we first met and we got assigned to each other at the radio station, you didn't like me very much. And I know it's because I made mistakes, but I just thought you kind of like I never thought we'd be friends. I didn't know. But now I love you, and I think we're great, but we're so different.
It was never like I didn't like you. I was just frustrated.
I know. No. I know you were frustrated. Beyond that, I just always thought you kind of like, we didn't like connect like we do now. Now we're like...
Oh.
Two peas in a pod.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's my story. And also, anyone can leave a message on our voicemail anytime. We're going to start playing your messages, your questions. You can ask us questions. You can leave comments. It's 415-992-7392. And you can also call in right now, 415-992-7392. Call from your cell phone or your landline. You can't call from Skype.
Now, I think people have left messages. I got to figure out how to answer them.
No, we know how to do that, and we are doing that in the office.
Oh,
yeah?
Are?
We're doing that, yeah.
Oh, well, excuse me.
Excuse me. I'm on top of things, yo. And so then we also have the results of our last poll. I'm going to give them to you now, and we have a new poll. Our last poll, how long would you wait to have sex after your first date? Okay, 10% say 2 weeks to a month, I like to take my time. 20% first date, why wait if we're compatible? Oh, we've got a bunch of whores listening, just kidding. 20% 1 to 3 months, I really like to wait till I truly know the person. And 50% say 2 to 3 dates, don't want to seem too eager. So this means 50% of people are having sex after 2 to 3 dates, which in my world I think seems sort of average. That seems correct to me. What about you?
I don't know, you don't talk
about it with your friends.
No.
You're not like, so, Joe, how long did you wait before you had intercourse with Sylvia?
No. I barely know anybody that I've definitely done it on the first date, but I ended up, dating that girl for like 2 years.
Yeah, I've done that. I don't recommend it. I really am a proponent of waiting to have sex because I don't think that anything good comes from having it the first date. Not that I haven't done that. I will admit that mm-hmm. I have. But why not wait? Like, why not get to know someone? Because then you mm-hmm. get all caught up in the sex and you're like, I want to see him again. And your oxytocin yeah. and all your chemicals in your body are like, I like this guy. I like this guy. Or I like this woman. But especially for women, we get attached really quickly and to the sex, and then I think that you overshadow when they say love is blind. That's why it's like love is blinding because you are feel like you the chemicals in your brain are going crazy because you just had sex with someone and you can't make good decisions, logical decisions, choices about someone when you're having sex. I think it's hard to see the things why this person might not be right for you or why they are right for you. We tend to love is blind.
I've had like just not even the sexual, but just kissing. Like I've had opportunities to kiss a girl on the first date, and I don't do it.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't.
You're nervous to make the
move. I feel like a creeper.
That's good. Wait till the second date.
Yeah, wait till the second. Because if they're willing to go on a second date with me, like, okay, I'm good.
So you always make out on the second date?
I don't always make out. Right, but if there's opportunity, I'll take that opportunity.
So you've had sex on the first date but not made out on the first date?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I've done that too.
Yeah, but if I really like them, see, this is the problem.
What is the problem with me?
If we
don't have that much time, honey, to go over the problems with you.
No, if I really like them, I move super slow.
Right.
And then sometimes I just miss my opportunity because I don't want to be.
You're shy. I think you part of you is nervous because the fact that you wait for women to come to you, and you probably wait for them to kiss you.
If I don't, no. If I'm not like super into them, then I'm just like whatever. I have no fear.
Right.
Just whatever.
You'll bone
them. I'll just bone them. Whatever. But if I like truly do like them, and this is somebody that maybe I want to have a relationship with, I move super slow, and then sometimes I just miss the boat.
Right.
By doing
that's happened to you before.
Oh yeah.
So now, can you make a commitment that you're going to kiss someone right away?
I hope you do my best.
Will you do your best?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. I think it's important. I think guys should just try to. I mean, I think kissing on the first date is fine. A lot of people kiss on the first date, but you should do that next time.
Yeah.
Because you missed the boat. It's very sad. Okay. New poll. Have you ever had a friends with benefits relationship?
Yeah.
Yes, and it failed. Yes, and we're still friends. No, personally, I would not have one. No, but I'm open to the idea. Have you ever had a friends with benefits relationship? There was a while last year where we were getting so many emails about being friends with benefits. Do you remember that?
Yeah, there was.
It was a whole
trend. I think it's
trend.
Because all the stuff that was. There was like three movies out.
Yeah, but I think it's also more common now with people dating online and doing all this stuff. And they're like, people are just dating more. There's more opportunities and people aren't committing as quickly. They're not getting married. And so I think that friends with benefits relationships are kind of a new phenomenon. I don't remember talking about it when I was in college. Do you? Friends with benefits relationships? You just did it. Maybe I had it. I had it but there wasn't like a name for it.
It was on the DL.
And I think that friends with benefits, I've had some that are really successful and I've had some that are not so successful. But
it just sucks sometimes that you had this great thing going on, but then one of you just kind of moves on from it.
Right.
Like, damn.
You're like, oh, yeah, sorry, dating someone right now or whatever. I'm over it.
You're like, oh, okay.
But you just got to be careful, and because usually you have to like lay out the terms and realize that one day it is 50-50 chance that you're going to get the call or he's going to get the call. Well, he or she, one of you are going to get the call that's like, sorry, I'm dating someone. Game over. Yeah. Friends benefits, no more. Those benefits are expired. And everyone, you can check out our Facebook page, Sex with Emily page, like our page, and you can become a Friends with Benefits member. We're still selecting winners sometimes. And I want to say also that my book is coming out. I'm gonna. I keep meaning to bring it in. Maybe someone can remind me to bring it in. But I want to show you that it's called Hot Sex, and it's on my website. You can pre-order it today and from Amazon, and there's a big link on my site, and it's awesome. And I'm going to be in New York and LA doing book signings, and so if you're in those areas, I will keep you posted.
I want to go to New York and LA.
You want to come?
Yeah.
Okay. Seriously?
New York.
You've never been to New York, right? Oh, you've
what?
Been to New York. Sorry. Someone I just talked to yesterday said they'd never been to New York. It wasn't you.
Losers.
Never been. Now, how do you live in America? You got to go to New York. Yeah. I feel like I should live in New York. And then tomorrow's show, we have a special guest. She's Miss Liz, a professional phone sex operator. She'll be calling in.
Okay.
Phone sex operator. Love it. And then that's
sorry, I'm talking with one of our listeners to see if our stream is okay. That's all.
But is it okay?
It looks fine to me.
Okay. Good. Thanks for doing that.
Hold on one second.
Okay. It looks fine to me.
Oh, that's us right there.
That's us.
It's fine.
We're fine.
They're
everything's good. We don't know what's tripping. Going on. Cool. Okay, I got some sex in the news.
What do you got for me?
This is what I got for you.
Hugh Hefner is getting married again.
Or? Is he?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I'm like, I missed that one. How'd we miss that? No, I don't got that.
Haven't you had opportunities to go to Playboy Mansion?
Yeah, I've been twice. Three times. Do you want to go?
I had an opportunity one time, and it fell through, and then I didn't get to go.
I can take you anytime.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Lies. No way.
Dude, I'm so in.
No way.
Oh, totally. Let me know. Really? I get invited to all these things there. I don't want to, like...
Why don't we go?
I didn't know you wanted to.
Yeah, but that's everything in like a...
You do everything without me. I'm going to a movie. I'm going here. I'm going there. Da-da-da-da. I always say, bring me to your movies. Bring me whatever. Do one thing for me. Just kidding. I'll take you to the mansion. Maybe we'll go when I go to LA in 2 weeks.
Every guy in a man's life wants to go to the Playboy Mansion. Just to say he was there. Just to say that I went there.
Okay.
I
can bring a date. You can be my date.
Yeah. Let's go.
Okay. Remind me about that.
I can be there
for
10 minutes. I'll be happy. It was like, I can say that I
it's
was
not,
there.
I've been there
I know
times.
You're like, oh, it's not that great. That's not great. It doesn't matter. The place can be a freaking dump. But you have to, in a
it's
man's life,
cool.
You say.
Like Hugh Hefner's animal garden with flamingos and monkeys and the grotto. I was like swimming in the grotto. Kind of gross. I didn't really swim. I just put my feet in. But it's pretty cool. And there's lots of alcohol. You'd love it.
Oh, my God.
Lots of food.
Can I please
I've gone
go.
To a white party there.
You
we
promise.
Had to wear white. I promise. I didn't know you wanted that from me. Whatever I can do to help you make your life better.
It's the only thing I've asked from you. True or not true?
Not true.
Really?
The only thing? You just asked me for something 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, but that was to get information.
I know.
Have I ever asked you to take me to something?
No.
And I've taken
because you don't like what I do.
I've taken you to movies and you talked through the whole
one
movie.
Time I talked. It was the worst movie that's ever been made on the history of the planet.
Oh my God.
Seriously, it was the worst
You're
movie
so
ever.
Snooty.
I'm not snooty.
No.
I'm not snooty. I was just like a horrible movie. Like critics.
It wasn't
agreed.
A horrible what? I'm gonna see how many stars that
it
movie
got zero stars. It's probably not
Shut
even on the interweb
up.
Anymore. It probably doesn't even on IMDb because it's so
lying.
Bad.
It was Katherine Heigl, right? Yeah.
No, was it? I don't even remember who was in it because I was talking the whole time.
Okay, keep on going.
Sex in the news. Second marriages are just as doomed as the first ones. It's been said that divorces like concussions are something that you become much more susceptible to after suffering the first one. But new data shows that a second marriage is only as likely to die as the first one after about 8 years. You'd assume whatever people are doing to make things work the second time around would work the first time, right? Maybe the ability to forgive and accept forgiveness is the thing that will save marriages, or maybe it all boils down to simple supply-side economics. There's this theory that men are consumers of sex and women are producers of sex, and the trade is for money and commitment. So second marriages are doomed. It says that, yeah. I mean, I think that's kind of true. I think that wherever you go, there
Too
you are.
Too much baggage, man.
Not because you have baggage, but if you – I think that the second marriage is – here's when the second marriage is likely to be doomed. Your second marriage is going to be doomed if you have not done any work on yourself or the past marriage. So if you got out of your marriage and you jumped into another marriage or you jumped into another relationship, which is really, really common, then you have not done any growth, personal work on yourself, or figured out why you should analyze your relationship. Why did it fail? I mean, 50-50, it's everyone thinks, oh, it's his fault or her fault. But you know, it takes two to tango, and you were responsible for the failure of that marriage. And you should look at why. You should try to change your behavior or not do it the second time around. So it would make sense to me that that would happen if people haven't done their emotional work on themselves. Not a surprise at all. And look, my parents both all had three failed marriages.
My dad's been married twice.
Yeah? Is he second marriage is good?
No, that's over. But my mom has been... remarried for quite a few years now.
Second marriage?
Yeah, like 15 years.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. It's not everyone. Okay, Beyonce on her super fun pregnancy. Fun is in quotes. Mm-hmm. Pregnancy suits Beyonce quite well. Not only is a singing mama to be all aglow with her baby, but she's now opening up for the first time about how she's enjoying it. The 30-year-old says, I'm having so much fun. It's been the most fun time now that it has been announced. It was really difficult to conceal. She's about 4 months along, and he's taking care of her. Jay-Z's being really nice and taking care of her and asking how she feels. That's all guys got to do. We talked about this the other day. Like he's just backstage at the VMAs with her and helping her walk and doing all these things. Like, we were talking about this the other day, that if your wife is pregnant, like, I think a listener emailed about it. Just, like, kiss her ass. Take care of her. She's carrying your baby for 9 friggin' months.
Like, how you doing, Ma?
Be respectful. Give her a foot massage. What?
That's how you say it. How you doing, Ma?
How you doing? Oh, today's my mom's birthday.
Really?
Happy birthday, Mom.
Why are we calling her?
She's coming on the show next week. I forgot to tell you.
So my mom's going to be on here. Happy birthday right now.
Really?
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
She's in New York. Okay, we can call her.
We'll call her in a minute.
Okay. I could totally call her, but I didn't get her what she wanted for her birthday yet. It's due today.
Damn it.
She wanted me to email her 2 happy memories from my childhood.
What?
That's all she wants for her birthday, is for me to email her 2 happy memories that I have from childhood.
Is it that hard to find 2 happy memories? Are you serious?
Because it was difficult, and I'm trying, and my mom's friggin' amazing, and I love her, but there was just some tumultuous stuff, bad stuff that happened. My dad died. There was just, like, weird stuff. It was hard. Yeah. And so, not that I'm a happy child, but it was a long time ago, so I'm trying to come up. But, and also, I'm a perfectionist. I'm trying to write it and make it really sweet, and I haven't done it yet. But maybe I could come up with, is that terrible? I'm a bad daughter. It's still time for her birthday, but she's on the East Coast, so I've got, like, the few hours left.
All right. Just to go real quick. The movie that you talked through the entire time, I just looked it up right now.
Yeah.
It got 3 out of 5 stars on Rotten Tomatoes. And then it got 6.5 stars on IMDb out of 10.
That's 60%. So that's a D. That's a failure.
A D?
Yeah. 6 out of 10 is a D. 50%, 550, it's failure.
Oh, God.
It was the worst movie I've ever seen.
You.
What was it called?
It was called The Ugly Truth. It made $88 million.
It was an ugly waste of time.
It made $88 million in the box office.
Doesn't matter that it made a lot of money. A lot of bad movies make money. Who were we there with again? Who else was talking? Who was talking to?
No one else was talking to you. The thing is, I get invited to these press screenings. So it's like all industry, like radio and television people that are sitting in the same aisle as us. And they know who I am. And I'm like...
Who
is this chick
am.
That Menace is bringing along this yapping the whole time? I swear people looked.
Horrible movie. I was bored. I can't sit still if it's
bad. I recommend
bad movie.
It.
It's terribly... No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
It was such a waste of time.
The Ugly Truth. Rent it. Netflix, whatever.
It's your ugliest waste of time. Seriously. Okay. Next Sex in the News story. Could it be George Clooney gets married? One lucky Norwegian woman woke up with a big rock, a wedding dress, and George Clooney. Yes, the eternal bachelor we've all been convinced would never marry again. Sadly, the made-for-television marriage is actually just an advertisement for the bank DNBNOR. But at least we get to see someone marry the silver fox, even if it's just for acting. In the commercial, he plays a newlywed who's pajama-clad. Where's the commercial playing? It's not in the States. They do all these Norwegian commercials.
Why do you ladies want to see him married so bad?
I don't, but everyone talks about it. I think he's so cute, though. I'd hook up with George Clooney.
Of course. Who wouldn't,
right?
Okay. I know plenty of men that... Oh, speaking about men, I was with my gay friend yesterday.
Uh-huh.
My gay buddy. I just have to state that because I didn't know. I know it's always been rumored, but apparently it is really open that what's his name? Anderson Cooper's gay.
Yeah, he's gay.
He's gay. Apparently he goes out with his man all over New York all the time.
Yeah, he's totally gay. Yeah. He's so cute, though, but a lot of people don't know. So like a lot of women have crushes on him.
Oh, I know so many women that have crushes on him.
He's so cute. He's so my type, like smart journalist type.
Yeah, all my gay friends... are in love with him.
Yeah.
They love him. They want
he's
to.
He's like a gay icon.
Yeah.
For the thinking but he gay in, man's man.
Who, do you know any of his history? Because he has a new television show. It's like talk show during the day. And it's really good, actually.
Really?
Yeah. And he was having this... He was showing previews of having his mom on the show.
No, I know nothing about this.
Yeah, and his mom apparently dated a bunch of famous people, and but
oh, his mom is someone famous. I can't remember who. His mom is like Gloria Vanderbilt or something.
Who's that?
A designer? Is that wrong? You look this up. Who's okay. His mom is someone famous.
But apparently, and then also his brother committed suicide, and his mom like jumped out of a building, and his mom almost went after him. And
look up who his mom is. Okay, I'm going to get into the next Norris story.
Go for it.
And then you look up who his mom is, because I know it's someone famous, and I don't know why. She's a designer from like the 70s. Study, but I'm wrong. I could be totally wrong in thinking of someone else. Study says men are jealous of sexual infidelity, women of romantic infidelity, which makes total sense. What's worse, cheating on your partner emotionally or cheating on them physically? According to a new study, your answer may depend on your gender. Mm-hmm. What?
No, go ahead.
Okay, so here's the deal. While men are more likely to interrogate their partners about the sexual nature of an affair, women will often ask whether he is in love with the other woman. Of the 75% affair confrontations featured on the show, this is from the Cheater show. First 57% of men versus 29% of women was likely to ask about sex, posing questions such as, did you have sex with him or her? Was he better than me in bed? While 71% of women versus 43% of men asked if a cheater was in love with the other man. So the women are like, yeah, you could bone her, but if you're in love, you were done. You know, but if men are like, I always think that men, I know that this is true, that men can't get other penises out of their mind. The second you tell them you cheated, mm-hmm. they're like having sex with you thinking there was another penis in there. There was another penis in there. And like, they can't. No. But women are like, were you in love? Like, do you have feelings, emotional? This makes sense with the gender differences. So yeah.
I won't date because I know that they hooked up with other people.
Exactly.
Even though I'm not like,
you're like, you were near that guy's penis. Yeah. We're never, ever getting it on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's guy code, man.
So it's for, they believe that this is because of evolutionary biology, which most things are. Modern men have inherited and evolved wisdom from a long line of ancestral men who could never be 100% that a child was theirs. And for the women, women were more threatened that their partner would form an emotional bond with a different partner. It all goes back to evolutionary biology. Okay, what'd you find there about our buddy Anderson Cooper?
Well, I don't know. They're really just talking about, because she just did that special talking about the suicide of his brother.
Right, but who's the mom?
Her name is Gloria Vanderbilt.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, but it doesn't say like what she...
She's a designer. She made jeans in the 70s that were really, really hot. Yeah.
Sweet.
And the 80s. She's been around for a long time. She's famous. You never heard of Gloria Vanderbilt?
I heard the name before. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. You wouldn't know because you're a dude. But Gloria Vanderbilt jeans were super hot in the 80s. Okay. What else did you find out? You're still online there.
Oh,
it
just
distracts
looking.
Me.
It does distract you?
Yes, no, it bothers me because then I'm talking to a wall.
No, I'm listening. I know
you are. I got to get better at that. But I'm just saying it's hard. I'm just telling you it's hard for me.
Okay.
It's a challenge.
I'll look at you while you're talking. I know you like the attention.
It's not about attention. It's about respect.
What? I am respecting. I was researching the thing about Gloria Vanderbilt. And you are correct. They're showing women's jeans and stuff like that.
Can you buy them on eBay?
Yes.
I want a pair.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Good. Now I got something you're happy about.
Okay. Leah Michele joins the hot single ladies of Hollywood. Do you think she's hot?
Leah Michele.
She's the one with the brown hair from Glee.
She did that GQ cover and spread. She looked really hot in that.
Okay.
I would go out there, even though she has a big nose.
Right. That's the thing. Okay. So last year, she was waxing poetic about why she preferred long-distance dating to singledom. Now it seems she's singing a different tune. According to E! Online, Leah and her Broadway star boyfriend have closed the curtain on the relationship of more than a year. This is not a dramatic breakup. The relationship just ran its course. So she broke up with him. That's just some celebrity news. Do we care?
Yeah, because she's famous now. That's why she broke up
with
her man.
Who cares? Okay, the next one I really like. Women prefer men who are 6 years older than them. Well, being a cougar may be a trend among middle-aged women, at least according to TV. A new survey has found that ladies actually prefer men who are 6 years their senior. WhatsYourPrince.com, a dating site, says this. After looking at the price of more than 100,000 first dates, they determined that a six-year age difference, the man being older than the woman, was most ideal for singles. They attribute this to the levels of maturity, which makes a lot of sense. Common wisdom says that women mature faster than men, at least in terms of wanting commitment.
There's probably less drama, too. Like, guys, you know, they're younger. They're probably doing a bunch of douchebaggery things.
Yeah. I have a friend, I was just talking to her on the phone. She's dating like a 24-year-old and she's like 35. And it was just like, I'm like, she was telling me like he's da-da-da-da. And finally I go, how old is he? She's like, I'm not telling. I'm like, how old is he? She's like, 24. I'm like, dump his ass. He's an idiot. He doesn't know anybody. He's 24. Just kidding. But like, that's a mean thing to say. But like, she's an older woman. Like, she knows what she wants. He doesn't know what he wants. He was doing all these really immature. Like, men don't mature as fast.
Yeah,
and
because
he's 24. He shouldn't be in a committed relationship.
Look at 20-something-year-olds in a bar, and then you'll see how they really act.
Exactly.
Like douchebags.
I know. So it says that at 16, dating someone even 2 or 3 years older was a big deal. But when you're 28, dating a 34-year-old is completely normal. Do you usually date younger women or older women?
Just maybe a couple years younger.
Have you ever dated an older woman?
I have not dated an older woman because my fear.
Oh,
but it might not
me.
Be true. Is this, you know?
They're going to want to get married.
No, not that they want to get married, but yeah, they do want somebody that's more responsible and.
But you're responsible.
I am, but
the thing is, type way.
Yeah, but the fear is like the reason I probably never. Like, gone locked down, and like, all my friends are already married and having kids and all that stuff.
Right.
I probably haven't done that because of my career choice, and not because I'm a workaholic. It's just, I don't think it's ever stable enough. Every day I go to work, it's like, okay, this could be my last day at work.
Right.
Every single day.
So true.
And I go, why do I want to try to support a family and
right.
have a career like that?
Right.
Or I have to go back. But nowadays, that is almost every single job.
Right.
So I got to start thinking in that mode. It's
right.
It's just the risk level is heightened in my career.
Well, whenever you decide to start, well, it sounds like you're ready to get into a relationship. So you mm-hmm. just have to start prioritizing that and asking women out first before you wait for them to ask you out.
True.
Can you do that?
Yeah, I can.
Can you
I
make
can
that
try.
A goal?
But, you know, I still want to maybe run through some hoes real quick.
I know you do. You don't
before
want a relationship.
I do all that. What?
How many more hoes you got to bang,
no,
dude?
No, I'm just saying.
How many people you banged? A lot of hoes. I know
I'm
the feeling.
Saying,
I still want to bang
if that right hoe comes along, there might be no more hoes no more. You feel me?
There won't be no hoes no more because you won't cheat. You won't do anything.
Yeah.
You don't want an open relationship.
Yeah.
That's true. So you're still ready to sow your oats or whatever.
I'm just looking for that right hoe to come by.
Honey, you got to start making more efforts. I'm serious.
I will.
You're not getting any younger.
I will. I know. True that.
True that, man.
I got Jesus. My birthday next month.
I know. I'm so excited. You're not having a party or
I'm
you
not
going
to have a party. I'm not going to have a party.
Okay.
We'll do the... Oh, I saw your tweet today. We'll do like a special panty dropper
Oh, yeah. Some guy emailed. You got to email him the panty dropper. I couldn't get into it.
I told you guys to put it on the website.
I know. We are going to put it on the website, the panty dropper.
And then you can... Tweet out the link of...
Can we do that?
Of the recipe.
We're going to do that.
You get mad when I tell
no,
you.
No, it's not my fault.
All right. Oh, and here's some news that I have.
What?
So this guy, Sean Parker, it's not about the things that we talked about. But Sean Parker is supposedly launching this website today. It's called Airtime. And it's basically another video streaming website. But it's supposed to be like so quick that they're kind of saying that it's going to help revolutionize like relationships and partnerships with people.
Wow.
Like somehow it's so quick and you're so connected that you feel like you're actually there.
Oh my God.
So you can have your long distance boyfriend that won't be there and.
But you still feel like they are there?
Yeah.
What's it called?
It's called Airtime.
Okay. Is it launched yet? Like, can
no,
you go to the
supposedly
website?
It's today.
Wow. That's cool.
Airtime.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
But,
awesome.
I'll tell you what I also heard. There's a giant party for this website today in the city that
and we
really
want
to go to. Yeah. Supposedly, Lady Gaga will be there.
I bet
Snoop
you this
Dogg.
Is a rumor.
No. Lady Gaga has already been spotted in the city.
Really? By
yeah.
who?
I can find out. It was on Twitter. We sent like reporters down there to go take pictures.
Okay.
And then Snoop Dogg, The Killers, and Jane's Addiction all supposed to be at this party tonight.
We're still going. We're going. Don't worry. We're going. Okay.
All right. Okay.
I'm hungry.
Are you?
So hungry. All of a sudden, gluten-free. Like, I didn't have enough gluten-free food.
Yeah,
today.
How do you... I mean, what is
Eggs,
left out of your
yogurt,
gluten-free...
I've like, salads with chicken. I just got hungry all of a sudden because it's lunchtime. I just wanted to share
okay,
that
good.
Publicly.
Thank you.
I'm excited. Okay, I'm excited to eat after this. Okay, listen. We're going to move on to emails.
Do it.
Okay. So, Emily, I'm so happy to have the show back. I lost track of the show for a couple months and then found out about FWB, Friends with Benefits, and got the year membership. I've missed listening to your fun and interesting tips. So a couple months ago, I got out of a 4-year relationship, my only sexual relationship. is it normal to be nervous about having sex with another person? I mean, and I know it's cliche, but I never really thought it would happen. My only partner was rather small, so I'm excited to see what else is out there, but there's just that nervousness nagging in the back of my head. What's your opinion? I really appreciate your time, hon. Thanks to you and Menace.
Thank you.
This is from Savan, and she's in Modesto, California.
Oh, Modesto.
And she's a premium Friends with Benefits member.
The 209. I know Modesto very well.
I know.
I have friends out there.
And so I would say that you are so normal. Don't worry about not being normal. It's normal to be nervous about having sex with another person, especially if you've been with one person for 4 years. I know people who are married for 15 years and they're like nervous, terrified. I mean, so 4 years, 15 years, even a year, it's scary to go out there and start dating again. But I promise you that you'll be fine. And I just think that you should take it slow and don't, if you're not ready for sex, there's nothing wrong with that. If you're still mourning the past relationship, you know, just wait for sex. Don't jump into it on the first date like all of our slutty listeners who do that.
Whores.
No, but I would say that it's okay to wait sex until you're ready and that being nervous is totally normal because sex can be a scary thing. You've been with one person. Even if you had sex with multiple people getting out of a four-year relationship, I think you shouldn't jump into something else. You shouldn't jump into a sexual relationship right away. It's hard not to do sometimes when you meet someone and it gets exciting, but take your time.
Yeah, they have this street festival called X Fest every year in Modesto. I suggest you go down there, have a couple drinks, maybe find
always with
people.
The drinking.
Okay, maybe not have a couple drinks, but go down there and have some fun and meet some people too.
Meet some people there, yeah, in Modesto. But again, and then she says her partner was rather small, so she's excited to see what else is out there.
There's many
different shapes and sizes. You will be pleased.
She's looking for an anaconda. She just wants an anaconda.
Yeah.
She's just going to go really big and then decide, okay, I don't really want that. And then she'll find a happy medium.
I know women who are happy with all different penis sizes.
Yeah.
Yes. So, but it'll be interesting. I think just not even about size, but just it's, I think, I don't know how old you are, but it's great to experience.
All your friends are looking for anacondas.
What is that?
Anaconda?
It's like a big.
It's a giant
monster.
Snake.
It's not, it's a big monster.
That'll eat you whole.
Yeah. Is it? For a night.
You would love once. That. And the anaconda ate
try
you.
Everything once.
You would love an anaconda.
Love it. Okay, dear Emily, every time my wife orgasms, she sprays some kind of liquid. Sometimes even sprays over 3 feet across the bed. What is this liquid? Is it safe to consume? Chris from San Francisco, California, where we are right now.
He has to put on a sneeze guard for that.
Okay, it is called female ejaculation. Commonly known as gushing, coming, or squirting. And it's basically from the urethra, and it can happen during or before orgasm. It is different than an orgasm. Women can have female ejaculation and not orgasm, and they can orgasm without a female ejaculation. And it is safe to consume. It's not urine.
Wait, she's not peeing on me?
No, it's... It's like controversial. Like people think that women don't really ejaculate. It's urine, but it comes from totally different. It comes from the urethra. It's different fluids. And I can tell you there exactly what it is. It is comes from the urethra. It's the exact source and nature of the fluid is a topic of debate among medical professionals. But it is can be.
I've had this happen. And I thought a woman peed on me.
Glucose and fructose levels. And it's stuff like that, but it's not urine. Like, she did not pee on you.
Like,
it's different.
This chick
it smells
really
different.
Just peed on me.
No, it's totally different. And another thing about it is because someone else asked me about this next is you should also what I want to say is you should when she does ejaculate like you have to put something. It's important to like. Because it can, like, ruin
yeah,
your bed.
Yeah, I didn't
it's,
know
like,
that was
towels.
Coming, though. Like,
I know.
Jesus Christ.
I know.
This chick just
do,
peed on me.
Do you think it's
me.
Hot, or did it bother you?
I thought she peed on me. I just kept on going and saying nothing, but, like, Jesus, I had to go to the laundromat right after.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a bummer. So you should put, like, you could put some of those stuff that, like,
a tarp
people
or something.
Use. Like a tarp. Yeah, exactly. Like a water tarp underneath your bed. But women can learn to ejaculate, and a lot of women do it, and they do it because it could be, like, the way your penis is hitting your urethra. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's like the G spot really is what it is. But not every woman does it. But yeah, and it's safe to consume. If you want to drink it up, go for it.
God.
People drink urine too.
Not
they
me.
Do.
Not
I know,
me, my
I know,
friend.
I know you don't. Okay. Next question, which I found, which I had to ponder. Usually, like for what, like for a few minutes.
Ponder? Oh, for an answer? Or
yeah,
just to
like
read
I
it?
Had to really think about it. No, not to read okay. it. I'm reading it. Emily, when was the last time a guy did something physically that you didn't expect? And even though it caught you somewhat by surprise, you really enjoyed it. Was it a big thing or a little thing? Are those moments harder to come by the more experience you have? Do you have to work harder at the stage in your life to be pleasantly surprised? In quotes. Jeff, that's an awesome question. I had to think long and hard. Because okay. it's been a really long time, I think, since a guy did something that was really different. But I was thinking about, okay, I have a few things to say. Like, first I was thinking about, like, what I would like to happen. Mm-hmm. But I think, like, something that happened was there was a guy that I didn't know that it was, like, we'd only been together once or twice, and this was a while ago. But he, like, we went to a hotel. He got a hotel room, and he, like, teased me for, like, a really long time, which is something that I really realized that I liked, and, like, wouldn't touch me, like, in any of the genitalia places, my breasts or my vagina. But he was, like, kissing me and doing all these other things, and I was so hot and turned on because he waited and he teased, which is, like, a huge mm-hmm. fantasy for women. And I would say that was, I was like, oh, my God, this is exactly what I want, and I don't think that's ever happened to me again since.
Because it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. But it's hot when you hold back.
Yeah, yeah.
Women want the tease. That is what a tease is. He teased me. He tickled me with, like, feathers and did
was
all this
he,
stuff.
Was he able
to tied
see,
me up.
Is,
he tied my arms up, mm-hmm. like, with, like, not, like, aggressively. He didn't leave the room and steal my wallet. That's why Menace doesn't want to be tied up. Because he's afraid the woman's going to steal his wallet. But I don't know what kind of women you date. But anyway, that was really hot. And so I would say that was the last time that a guy was, like, did something that I didn't expect, but that was, like, right on, and I love it.
Yeah, but
questions? See,
thing is,
comments?
With the whole teasing stuff, sometimes guys are afraid that the erection will go away. Or then they get too...
But a lot of men get turned on by seeing a woman turned on. By seeing how turned on I was, that totally turned him on.
Yeah, but if I was doing so much work, I'm afraid that my erection might go away.
Well, get it back.
I gotta try to.
The person
get
you're
it
with
back.
Could easily get it back. Your erection would not go away. In fact, you might be pleasantly surprised. I'm glad you said that, Menace. That is a very typical male like way
Why?
Of thinking but a lot of men.
I gotta get it in. I gotta keep it moving.
That is your problem. A lot of men are afraid that they're gonna lose it, that the action's not gonna happen. But Menace, believe it or not, a lot of men who are evolved sexually.
Mm-hmm.
Like, going down on a woman makes them hot. Like, they have erections. They can't wait to have sex with
Of course
her.
You praise those guys. And I'm not saying that I
Dude,
never do
every
that.
Woman praises those guys. Those guys that get turned on by turning you on, it's mm-hmm. reciprocal. So, like, I get turned on by turning a guy on. Like, it turns me on. If I knew what would turn a guy on, I would get so hot doing that to him. It's this reciprocal thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I fear that you have not had that experience yet, and it's so amazing to be turned on by turning a woman on. Doesn't
no,
turn you on with your when you're with a woman?
The
and
girl that
on?
I'm into, yeah. Yeah, it does.
The girl that you're into now? That, or if you're into a girl.
Yeah, if I'm into a girl,
right.
yeah.
Yeah. So it's the same kind of thing. So a
I'm
guy
not
teases
in, I'm
you.
I'm just into the bone in. Let's bone.
Let's bone.
Let's get the wiener in the vagina now.
Right. So men,
and then
so
let
Jeff,
my
the
wiener do so many
is,
push-ups that it throws up.
I was surprised that he was able. What'd you say? I missed it.
I said.
Oh, God. Alicia's laughing. What did you say?
I said, let my wiener do so many push-ups until it throws up.
I don't get it.
Okay. Let's go. Move on.
Okay, but one more thing, Jeff. I think that I love your question, Jeff. I think it's an awesome, awesome question.
It is. No, it is good.
Have you had a woman do something to you that you were surprised, Menace?
I'm just.
Besides stealing your wallet?
Oh, ask like they give me a blowjob without me asking. That is awesome.
Who doesn't do that?
Without, you know, kind of.
Pushing her head
saying,
down there?
Saying about it. Yeah, guys, you should always do that. Put your hand
never.
On top of the head and then push it down. They will automatically
That
suck
is the
your
number
cock.
One thing that you should not do is never, ever push a woman's head down there because it is a
Wait,
friggin'
it doesn't
nightmare.
Work? I'm totally being
no,
sarcastic.
It doesn't work.
Don't
but,
do that.
Don't do
idiot.
That. Don't ever, ever take push. A woman's head and push it towards your crotch. Thanks. I hate that word crotch, but sometimes it's just appropriate.
Yeah.
Hey.
Crotch issues.
Oh, you know, we have no more time because we have to get into – I mean, we have time with the show. We've got to get into our sex topic.
Okay, what you got?
We've got so many – we had so many great emails today, but we're going to have to get to the rest of them tomorrow. We've got – right? It's
one, yeah. Yeah, but I thought we were – are these the ones that we're talking about dating and stuff?
Yeah, single.
Okay, good.
You love that.
Yeah.
We're going to continue with the rest of the emails tomorrow. And email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. I will answer all your sex questions and relationship, dating, marriage, love, cheating, whatever questions. Okay, we're continuing from – let me just do a recap here. What?
Okay, do it.
Why are you looking at me sideways?
I'm not.
Okay. It's National Singles and Unmarried Americans Week. I don't know who made it up. Apparently it's been around for a while. Hallmark or whatever. But it really is. So I figured, okay, it's some weird holiday. That's fine. Let's celebrate single people and unmarried Americans. Mm-hmm. We talked about this on Tuesday. But we're talking about the best places to meet singles in the world. Like, not like go to Sydney, Australia, but like coffee shops. So I'm going to just review what we already went through. Coffee shops are great because it's kind of a casual atmosphere and you can go in and you can just be sitting there and just make yourself available. Like, smile at someone coming in, make a comment. People, like, it's just a kind of a casual thing. They're getting going on a coffee break. It's a good place. Socially, try to – this is the one that you liked. If you're given any invitation to a party or wedding or social networking invitation, you should attend. Right? Attend everything that you're invited to. Attend events. Change it up. Meet singles at a hobby, special interests, or support groups. What do you love doing? Go do it. Go on a hiking. Join a hiking group. Join a, you know, kite flying group, whatever it is.
I took an invitation over that I usually wouldn't take.
Because of this?
Yeah. Maybe I had that feeling.
Subconsciously? Preconsciously? You were like, oh, Emily said, okay. So what'd you do?
I was invited by one of the TV newscaster ladies to go to a hockey game.
Just two of you?
No. Oh. She has like a private
booth.
That
is so cool.
She invited some people. And you know me, I'm not into sports. I don't give a crap.
No,
about
but
that.
That's good that you went. I very rarely regret doing something that I don't want to do. Like, I'm like, oh, really? But whenever I go, I'm like so psyched that I went.
Yeah.
So I think you should always just try to find a group. Okay, meet singles by taking a course at a college or university, join a health club, or online. You can meet people. So here's where we left off.
Okay.
Vacation. They say that relationships that start on vacation never last, but that was way back in the 20th century. Now that airfares are getting lower and lower and internet video chat is the most common thing out there, why not give a great man you met on vacation a chance? Who knows what could happen in a couple months? They could always be transferred to your town.
I'm trying to think if I ever met anybody on vacation.
I usually leave it on vacation.
People, not like any random chick. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I've met people on vacation that I've seen again, for sure. I love meeting people on vacation, but I never go on vacation. I need to go on more vacations.
I have 18 vacation days at
you
work.
You do?
Yeah.
You probably do. You never take a day off.
No.
Yeah.
I haven't missed a day of work since 2001.
Are you serious?
I swear. 10
years. You need to miss it. You've never called in sick?
Never called in sick.
That's unbelievable.
Why?
That just blows my mind.
Well, women always call in sick all the time.
Well, we have things going on.
God,
no.
Those are the worst.
Dude,
the worst.
Do they know this? You should get like a jacket or something. A medal?
You're the worst attendance record ever women have.
I can't believe you've never. I guess it's hard for you to call in sick because you've got a show to do.
Yeah,
I can't call in sick.
You can't. You have to keep it moving.
I'd like to call in sick sometimes, but I don't. Okay, wine/scotch tasting.
What?
These are places to meet people.
Of course.
If a bar is too loud and chaotic for your liking, how about going to a wine or scotch tasting event?
Where is a scotch tasting event? I have never been to one of those.
I don't know. It's a lot calmer, quieter, not to mention sober.
Sober?
I don't know, get that. Whether you actually know your wines or feign innocence, you are bound to meet an elder bachelor or two or bachelorette. Besides, it gives you plenty of time to work the room and figure out your options.
Well, yeah. If it's a chick out drinking, you know you're going to get laid.
Especially drinking scotch.
Yeah. So laid that day.
I'm so getting laid tonight.
Yeah. There's three things that you look for.
Who?
If you're at a bar and you see, well, if you're at a bar, you're just out in like a common event area. Number one, if she's a smoker, you're going to get laid. Two.
Come on.
Swear to God.
Why do you say that?
Two, if she has any tattoos, you're going to get laid.
Oh, dude. That's
three,
the entire city of San Francisco.
If she drinks, you're going to get laid.
Did you just make this up?
I didn't know. It's common knowledge.
Maybe you're more likely to.
And if you
have
the trifecta, you're totally getting laid within a couple of hours.
Okay,
if you
wait, say
to.
It again.
The trifecta. Okay. We have all three of those
Dude,
together.
Dude, you should tweet this.
What?
Because it's hilarious. So a girl with a tattoo who's drinking and smoking, you're going to get laid by her?
Yeah,
not
done.
True. Done.
Done
not true.
How is that not true?
I have so many friends who do all three of those
Look,
things.
There's research out there. Your friends, come on.
Most of my friends have tattoos.
Yeah.
Which is kind of interesting. They
and
do.
They don't slut it up?
No.
Stop.
Some
stop
do,
trying to counteract
don't.
Everything I say, because it's bullshit.
Okay, I agree People, with you, Menace. That's your unscientific study that everyone with a tattoo who's drinking,
science.
Smoking a cigarette is going to suck your
Hell
penis.
Hell yeah, they will.
Whatever. The next thing is laundromats. The only thing that makes the idea of laundry bearable is the possibility of meeting a cute guy. And if you run into someone who fits that description, don't hesitate to chat them up. What could it hurt, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, laundromats are popular. I know actually several people have met in laundromats. Next thing is...
I met a girl in laundromats.
You did. I remember. Yeah. I think you're one of them. Jury duty. It may sound boring, but think about this. Other bored, possibly wonderful, eligible singles could be out there and have nothing to do but chat you up. Sound good? Don't ignore the civic duty the next time you receive the summons in the mail. We just gave you 10 top places to meet people, so don't be bitching that you can't find anyone.
Yeah.
Okay, so what to do when you meet someone? Here's some things that you should do.
That's a big thing.
What?
What to do?
Yeah, so now you met someone. There's a cute girl. She's putting her quarters in the washing machine at the laundromat. What do? Present yourself positively. If you aren't in the habit of being courteous, it's time to start. Make your presence felt positively by everyone, including her. You can do this simple acts of courtesy, giving up your seat for the older woman beside you or helping the mother carry her baby up the stairs. She'll perceive you as a man who's not sociable but gentlemanly as well. Smile is the next thing that you should do when you meet someone. This is so true. People don't smile all the time. You walk around with scowls on your face.
Yeah.
Dale Carnegie, the esteemed author of How to Win Friends and Influence People. Have you heard of that book? It's been around for 30, 40 years probably. He wrote, and it is a bestseller, and it is one of the best like business books out there. He says that one of six musts in his book of How to Win Friends and Influence People is to smile. A smile can make all the difference in the world, despite its simplicity and spontaneity. It can be extremely contagious, so protect your best smile at her. Albeit not creepily, don't smile creepily. Like that! That is just smile creepily. As you approach her, and there's a big chance she'll smile back at you. Don't you smile at people when they smile back? Ooh, that's really...
Hi, how are you?
Do you walk around with a smile on your face?
Hell no.
I know, you're kind of mean.
No, I'm not. Why does everyone say that?
You come off as mean, but you're not mean.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I found a place, though, a whiskey place in San Francisco. It's called The Whiskey Shop, and it has 4.5 stars.
Should we go?
Totally. Totes. It's like right... It's like right down the street.
I don't. Okay, now?
No, I can't.
I'm really hungry. Do you think they have food there? Have I told you that?
No.
They
Oh, the best part is to drink is when you haven't had anything to eat.
I could get wasted
you
right
have
now.
The most fun.
I would if I had a sip of whiskey, I would be on the floor drunk. Okay, the other thing that you should do besides smiling is just speak to her. On public transport, it's imperative that you initiate a conversation as soon as the proximity is socially acceptable. For example, when she sits down beside you or you stand beside her. Wait any longer, you'll come off as a creepy stranger who's been silently plotting your move for the past 5 minutes. So, here's some remarks that you can make if you meet someone cute on the bus or they sit next to the coffee shop. There are three types of lineup. These are actually for public transportation, but you could use them anywhere. There's the situational remark, like, I can't believe this bus is actually on time for once.
Yeah.
There's the specific compliments, like, nice bag, where'd you get it? I'm not gay.
Women love when you compliment. I'm like, oh, that's...
Shoes.
Those
or
are cool shoes.
Shoes
are
bags.
Yeah.
Totally. Number three are something bold and totally out of the blue.
Example?
Okay, here's an example. I'm going to give you an example about something that a guy said to me that I ended up dating for a really long time. And he's still one of my best friends. We met at a bar at 10:15 Folsom, which is... crazy club in the city.
All right.
I don't know why I was there. I was there for an event. It wasn't like I was hanging out at 10.
You were looking for ecstasy?
Right. I was, ooh, ecstasy.
Yeah.
He said to me, I want to get this right. I'd met him a few times before, but didn't remember because that's how I never remember people. Mm. To me, he was a complete stranger. And he said, if you could have the best night of your life tonight and you wouldn't remember it, but it would be the best night of your life, would you have it? Would you do that? And I thought that was interesting. And I was like,
you fell for that cheesy ass line.
It's cheesy, but he's really smart and he was interesting. And we've been talking for a few minutes.
That was so
cheesy. And he pulled
me
aside and we sat down. He didn't just come up to me and say that, but we started talking. And then he's like, what would you do? Would you do that? And I thought that was interesting.
You didn't see right through that?
No.
That was so bad. That
is
bad.
But he was interesting besides that. We had been talking for a while.
You had drinks on that, right? You were drunk.
I'm sure.
Yeah. And you thought that was so.
But what I'm saying is something out of the blue, just some funny question or some funny thing that comes to your mind. Maybe something that cheesy. Okay. Get the number and get out. This is the next thing that you should do.
Don't
linger.
Yeah.
If you got the number, time to go. This is one of the limitations of meeting women on public transport. Oh, this is all about wherever you meet them. You may have to get off at an earlier stop, so avoid lurking around the same spot after getting your number. As soon as you find a common interest, take your cell phone out and get her number. For newbies, you could say something like, listen, I have to get off the next stop, but I'm really enjoying this conversation, so enter your number here, maybe we'll see each other again. So those are some ways to get the numbers, talk to her, smile.
Have you ever called a guy when he says, oh, give me a call, and gives you a business card?
Never.
God damn it.
I've never called a guy that I was interested in because I would give him my number if I was really interested in him.
Yeah.
I've never called a guy first. I never call guys anyway. You know, I dated the guy for 3 months a few years ago, and I never called him once. And he's like, you never call me. I always wait for the guy to call. Is that bad?
I mean, if you're in a relationship with them, you should be calling them.
I'm busy. Just call me if you want to talk.
All right.
Okay, time to go, everyone. Tomorrow's Free Friday. Can hardly wait. We've got a phone sex operator calling in, and she's going to talk dirty.
Yeah. And another thing, we're at the Stitcher Studios. So download the free app. Just go to Stitcher.com or go to the Android store on your phone or go to the iTunes. It's free. Once you download it, just search Sex with Emily and you're able to hear the show every day. And congratulations to them. They just got another round of funding.
They're kicking ass.
So we got the studios for a little while longer unless Emily like pisses them off with the dog or something.
And they've got a new logo.
And they got a new logo. So go check that out. They're awesome.
Okay.
And I got a really good thing up on my blog called F, Marry, Kill.
Okay.
And it's, I put a bunch of women against each other. You want to play one game real quick? Here.
Yeah.
You know how to play?
Mm-hmm.
F, Mary, Kill? All right. I put Mila Kunis up against Zooey Deschanel against Natalie Portman.
Who do I think is hottest?
No. It's not who do you think is hottest.
I don't know how to play.
Who would you? Okay. F, Mary, Kill. You have to marry one, have sex with one, and kill one. So, Mila Kunis. Hold on. Don't answer. Mila Kunis. Zooey Deschanel or Natalie Portman?
Marry, kill, and what? I'm hungry. Marry, kill, and what?
And have sex. F. Fuck.
Oh, I'd have sex with Mila Kunis. I would marry Natalie Portman, and I would kill Zooey.
You would kill Zooey Deschanel, the sweetest woman on the planet?
I gotta kill someone.
This is how it would roll.
Go to white. How do they go find it?
Just go to whitemenace.com. You'll see it. And, okay, this is how I would roll. I would go Mila Kunis. I would F, right? I would marry Zooey Deschanel because she is the sweetest, most beautiful woman on the planet.
Oh,
and
I know you love her.
Number three, I would kill Natalie Portman because she got a baby. Who wants a chick with a kid?
Well, I'm just saying in theory, Natalie Portman. Dude, you're hilarious. Okay, or not. I don't know what you are.
All right.
Yo, piece of work. Okay, yeah. Everyone, thanks for listening. And also, one more thing. I'm going to say one more thing about Adam and Eve, because I didn't talk about them yet today. It's time for sex toys, I think. It's sex toy season. So everyone, go buy your sex toys at adamandeve.com. Use coupon code Emily at checkout, and you get 50% off most items. Plus, you get 3 adult DVDs. My ear, my thing just went off. Use coupon code Emily. Check out adamandeve.com. Thanks a lot. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.